This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for June 4th. I'm Paul Plack. History could be made today sometime after 11 a.m. Eastern when a four-hour launch window opens for the first test flight of the SpaceX Falcon 9. During a visit to Kennedy Space Center on Wednesday, Labor Secretary Hilda Solis announced a grant of $15 million to assist about 3,200 workers whose jobs will disappear when the shuttle fleet retires. A float plane accident last weekend in Canada has renewed calls for a Canadian law requiring pilots of float planes to carry a personal flotation device for each occupant of the aircraft. The FAA has issued an emergency AD for Augusta AW119 Mark II helicopters following a report of a missing control rod bushing from a tail rotor gearbox. The European Business Aviation Association has launched a web-based survey on flight time limitations to help develop a tailored business aviation regulation for pilots in the European Union. Scheibel's Camcopter S-100 unmanned helicopter will be used to feed event video to screens located throughout the ILA Berlin Aviation Show next week. Unions are eyeing the more than half of all Delta Airlines employees currently without representation, and the unions and the company each say the other's tactics are already getting ugly. The FAA has contracted with a company called Identity Force to provide all employees with identity theft protection services. And U.S. Air Force Colonel Don Dunlop takes over command of the 412th Test Wing at Edwards Air Force Base in California, effective today. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, we'll hear the conclusion of Jim Campbell's interview with Audrey Kohler, manager of Team America Rocketry Challenge, on the eve of this year's national championships outside Washington, D.C. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.